Good morning. The Sinn Féin president, Mary Lou McDonald, has been criticised after saying she thought there was nobody within the police suitable of taking over from the Chief Constable, George Hamilton, when he steps down in June. Here's what she said.
Is there somebody inside who I think should be the Chief Constable? And I have to answer honestly that no, I can't identify such a person. Lots of this is about who leads, who's in the top job within the policing, but it goes much more broad than that. This is an issue of the culture of policing. It's about their systems and it's about their capacity to be and to be held fully accountable.
Sinn Féin's Gerry Kelly is with us this morning. Well, that inspires confidence in the police service, Gerry, doesn't it?
Good morning, Stephen. No, and I think what, and I'm glad you played the whole thing because what she said, because you extrapolated further than that, she said that she couldn't identify a person, such a person. And that's a straightforward thing to say. Does it inspire confidence in policing? What doesn't inspire confidence in policing is the context behind this. Stephen and I was on the other day talking to you precisely about this. You're talking about a culture over a number of years where disclosure has not been forthcoming. It has been refused at times. It has been hidden at times. And I give you the example the other day, I think, which I think shows it all without going through a hole at me. But Stevens came to investigate the death of Pat Finucane and the collusion involved in it. Not only that his office be burnt down, but when he finished his report, he said he had seen everything. A number of years later, Judge Corey came in. He said that he had seen more than Stevens had seen, and he thought he had seen everything. And then, just let me finish this, because it's very quick. And then the Silva report came out years after that, in which he had seen more than both of them, and he believed that he had seen everything. And now we hear, and the term used is significant and sensitive information was found. This is the terms by the police themselves. And the police themselves have admitted that that was a huge failure to the firm.
So, Gerry, go to some of your friends and colleagues who were in the IRA and tell them to get the book out.
Yes.
And tell them to disclose everything. And then people might think that there's an equal playing field here.
I know, Stephen, and we can argue about the legal playing field, but just let me say this to you, because you raised this before and a number of other journalists have raised it. Are you seriously pitting the needs of one set of victims against the needs of another? Because that's one of the first things that will come into some people's minds when we're talking about transparency from the police. And in fairness to you...
Where's the transparency from the IRA?
And in fairness to you, you bring it up every time. Now, I don't want to go down this, but let me just answer, because I've answered to you many times before when they talk about this imbalance. The police themselves, in terms of their investigations, have said that there are more investigations going on against Republicans and indeed loyalists than there was against state forces, when, in fact, other people have claimed... So this is the police themselves who are dealing with this now. In terms of this imbalance of information, I've said to you many times before, something in the region of conservatively 25,000 nationalists and Republicans went through the courts and went through jail. Hundreds of thousands of years served. So don't tell me that there's an imbalance in terms of the prosecution and pursuit of state forces and non-state forces.
Let's come back to what Mary Lou said, because she was not just, and she's a seasoned politician, Gerry.
I know
she was not just talking about the context with which you're talking about this morning. She said that it was much more broad. She said it's about the systems within the police force.
Yes, and I'm only after saying...
What systems?
Well, clearly the system of discovery has been, if you're gentle...
She didn't say that.
But you're asking me what it is. We did three meetings yesterday. We met with the Ombudsman. We met with the Deputy Chief Constable, and one of his ACCs, and then we met with families. We came out of a meeting with the families, and I can tell you honestly, and Mary Lou said this honestly, that speaking for them, their confidence in policing because of what they have faced. You know, a number of families waiting 27 years for the truth and finding out just before they think they're about to get it that, in fact, it mightn't be all the truth again.
Is Sinn Féin standing over its president's comments that no officer within the PSNI is even eligible for consideration for that job?
Look, you have this in front of you. I know you have, and you've quoted it on the thing which saves me from quoting it. But you cannot extrapolate from what was said by Mary Lou into what you're saying now. Now, so let me be very clear as a...
So what is she saying?
As the policing spokesperson, and I've been a spokesperson for some number of years, and I've been on the board for some number of years, that any Sinn Féin member who may sit on any of the panels, the selection panels, will act on the basis of objectivity and the basis of merit, whether those candidates are from within the PSNI or from outside the PSNI. And I can't be any clearer than that.
Well, you can be clearer by saying Mary Lou McDonald got it wrong when she said no body within the PSNI is suitable for taking over.
And I will repeat.
Why should anyone else apply?
What you played earlier on. I have to answer honestly that no, I can't identify such a person. Mary Lou doesn't know any of the people in the top team. In fact, she was only introduced to the temporary deputy chief constable and the other ACC yesterday, and it was made at the introduction. So it is extrapolating something from a comment which was reflecting the meetings that we had yesterday. And we said this, by the way, to the police, that the confidence, that, and they also agreed with this, by the way, that the confidence, that the damage that this has done to the confidence in policing, and people seem to be ignoring this, is massive.
But what damage has Mary Lou McDonald done to the confidence in policing, Gerry? That's the point.
Did she make
sometimes people make a mistake. Did she make a mistake?
No, I'm not saying anything other than what Mary Lou said, and then I'm telling you what the position is, because what we are now dealing with respect, is a comment made after a meeting with the families and others, which is now taken over what should be a discussion around what actually happened. That you know, the families who have waited, and there's others who have waited even longer, up to 40 years for an inquest, are still being demoralised and being... And if you listen to them face-to-face, and maybe it's something you could do, if you listen to them face-to-face, you know, you can't help but be moved by the fact that every time they even go out of a meeting, and they said this to us yesterday, that they go through a horror again and again. Now, that's the main issue here. I'm not avoiding asking your other question, but that is the main issue.
So you've said to me that Mary Lou does not know some of the senior people within the PSNI. Okay?
Yes.
You do.
Yes.
Is there anybody inside who you think could be eligible for Chief Constable?
And you know why I'll put it this way, so let me put it this way, and then if you need an explanation, I'll give you that. As I said a couple of minutes ago, anybody who makes this application applies for this job, and indeed there will be other jobs at the ACC level, it's not just the Chief Constable, will be looked upon on their merit with absolute objectivity as to whether they're capable of doing the job or not. And just let me add this.
Just let me add this.
See, this is a public appointments process.
It is.
Okay, so there are independent people there who will make sure the process goes through. You know, so you just can't go in and just give whatever willy-nilly.
But the president of Sinn Féin, Gerry, has said publicly, is there somebody inside who I think should be Chief Constable? I have to answer honestly that no, I cannot identify such a person. She then said that it's much more broad. In the PSNI, she said it's about the systems.
Okay. It is much broader. Because there is a culture around disclosure. And legacy has done untold damage and continues to do untold damage. We've been over that.
No, but you're
repeating it, and I'm giving you the answer again.
Well, I'm repeating it because you're bringing it up again. So let me ask the question again, because this is about confidence, Gerry, in the police. For those people, for example, the dissidents and others who are trying to undermine confidence in the PSNI, I'm asking you a straight question this morning. Do you think, having known that top team within the PSNI, you've said this morning, and it's true, that you've been on the policing board for a long time. So do you recognise anyone within the PSNI who you think could be a trusted candidate within the police?
And here's the problem. Because the accusation is that we have in somewhere there's been a difficulty made on the men and possible applicants. And now you're asking me the very question that if I appeared on the board, that could be used against me if I appeared on the panel.
Will you give them the job? Have you come across anybody within the PSNI who you believe you could trust for the chief constable job?
I'm saying to you, because there are panels coming up, so it'd be very clear, right? If I say to you that people who are capable, of applying for this job and other jobs from within the PSNI or outside it, then it's very clear. And I will look, if it is me or any other member of the policing board from Sinn Féin and I believe right across the board, will look at it in an objective way and deal with it on the basis of my...
And for people to trust you, given the context of what Mary Lou McDonald has said, do you know anybody who you can trust within the PSNI for that top job?
And Mary Lou McDonald will not be on the panel and never claimed that she would be.
Will you be on the panel?
I may be on the panel, or it may be one of the other two members in Sinn Féin, and it will be other people off the board. And I expect all of them, including Sinn Féin, to act with the utmost integrity. And if you're asking me about my integrity, then take that as absolutely said. That's the way that I will...
Well, I'm asking you in the final question. I'm pointing out to you this morning that you have not been able to say... Despite me asking repeatedly, you have not been able to say that you know any candidate within the PSNI who you believe could be trusted to be a candidate, not to get the job, to be a candidate for the chief constable job.
Then, just because you persisted this, and I think you're wrong persisting about it, but just because you persisted this, let me answer it then. I think there are people capable of doing the chief constable's job wherever they come from, whether that is in the PSNI.
Within the PSNI, yes or no?
I'm only after saying it.
Within the police...
You're not a lawyer.
No.
So you ask a question.
Yes.
I give you a fair answer. I already think I might go past the post. And then what are you going to do? Have me on...
What do you mean, past the post? Well, I don't know what this is about.
Because you might have me on the programme next week saying... You answered that question to me, and surely you've compromised your position.
Look, okay. Can you imagine? Because we're talking about ordinary people here, Jerry, right? That's who listens to this program. The general population who listen to this program. If they were asked, you're in a workforce of hundreds of people. Can you think of anybody within your workforce that might go for the top job?
You know.
And everybody would probably say, "Well, yeah, there's a couple there." Can you, as the Sinn Féin Policing Board spokesperson, say yes to this following? Question: have you come across anybody within the police
How many different ways can I answer your question and answer it honestly?
You could say I said or no.
There are clearly people capable within the PSNI and outside it to apply for this job.
Okay, Jerry Kelly, thank you very much indeed. Good morning.